Hi, I'm Claudia, and you're listening to the Brain and Brand Show, where you'll hear science and inspiration from guests like neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swartz.
Science is teaching us a lot about what happiness is in the brain, but what science can't do is to get you to be honest with yourself about what happiness means to you. So I'm catching up. What's your name?
Wendy.
So I'm catching up with Wendy while we're walking. So Wendy, yeah, we're about to cross the street. And I don't want to get either of us hit. Okay, let's go. Let's run. Are you on lunch?
I'm on lunch.
Okay, so Wendy, what does happiness mean to you?
Contentment with myself. Accepting the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you look around your life right now and you observe your life, are you happy?
I am.
Okay. And then how long have you been happy?
I can't put a timestamp to it. But I think it's, on most days, it's just waking up and making that conscious decision to be happy.
Cool. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Bye.
Welcome to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm Timothy Maurice. I have two goals in today's show. One, to show you that you can design happiness. And two, share with you conversation I had with ordinary people on the streets with the hope of triggering in you perspective on how others are designing happiness for themselves so you can go into happiness designer mode. If you follow this podcast, you know that designing what you want in your life by understanding the brain is very central and core to my work. And I believe far too many people are unhappy because they aren't intentional about what they really want. Your perception and subjective experience of happiness will influence how you feel about your success journey, engage your teams, your partners, or whatever other goals you may have in your life. Before I share the conversations about what makes them happy, here are three behavioral designer tips to design happiness into your life right away. Number one, design your body language. Research shows that smiling will alter chemicals and hormonal flow in your body, causing you to feel better. This is a power you have that no one can take from you. But not just smiling. Design exercise, movement, stretching, anything that gets the chemicals and hormones flowing. Engaging your body when things are tough will influence how you feel. Number two, studies show that setting small goals and checking them off boosts the feeling of positivity in your body. Literally writing down a checklist of small tasks and checking them off along the way can fundamentally alter how you feel about yourself by shifting your mental state. And this is a very real feeling. Drink water, check. Follow up with client, check. Little small things will make a big difference. And finally, number three, designing human connection can radically alter your life. In the coming conversations, in a moment, you will hear from people how meaningful connections has anchored them. You can design these by proactively scheduling connection, by reaching out to people to listen, by plotting your schedule around contact. And while it's ideal to do this in person, even meaningful virtual contact has brain-boosting benefits. One simple way to do this is to reach out to people to celebrate them on their birthdays, anniversaries, significant milestones, on their LinkedIn career achievements, and so much more. The reciprocal nature of these emotive investments that you make create a powerful flow inside of you. And let me just say here that it's perfectly okay to delete your social media apps, not necessarily delete your accounts, but delete the apps and turn off your notifications for a while, so that you're not comparing and measuring yourself against other people's lives. They're inflated, they're altered and enhanced and edited version of their lives. Because what you're doing is you're muting your own happiness, you're muting your own chemical flow because you're measuring against a false reality. I'll be sharing more of these design strategies in the near future. But today, I just wanted to offer you three and let you hear how they play out in the following conversations. You'll also hear how people disempower themselves. I hope this research inspires you to be more intentional as a happiness designer. Enjoy. What's your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much. Is this your husband?
Yes, it is.
Is he always this difficult?
He's always this crazy, yes.
Okay, so Jessica, what does happiness mean to you?
I think currently happiness is family and having people and friends around me. The fact that we are healthy, we're happy, we're together. That's pretty much what happiness is.
And I see you have a newborn baby. How old is your baby?
She's 6 months.
Oh, wow. Yes. Hey, are you happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm just tired now.
She's smiling. Okay, so how long have you had this revelation of being happy, what happiness means to you?
I think depending on whatever stage we're in life and also our situation, making life what you want it to be.
Okay.
And that's the most important. So if you're deciding that you want to be happy, then you will make life happy for yourself.
Awesome. Thank you so much and all the best with your baby and your husband.
Thank you and your research.
Zoe, what does happiness mean to you?
I'm not quite sure yet.
So do you know whether or not you're happy?
Okay, the fact that I have to think about it first means that I'm not, obviously.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think would make you happy?
Money.
Okay, so I bumped into these really cool young 18, 19-year-olds. What does happiness mean to you?
It means money.
It means money. Okay, what about you?
To be yourself and enjoy life.
Enjoy life.
Money.
Okay, so are you happy?
Yeah.
So you've got money?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy?
Yeah. As long as I can remember.
So you've just always had money?
Yeah.
So you think if you don't have money, you're not going to be happy?
Yeah, because I'm not going to enjoy life. I'm not going to buy all the food I want. I'm not going to watch all the TV I want. I'm not going to be as lazy as I want.
Okay. So if you can be lazy and watch TV and enjoy yourself, then you're happy?
Yes.
Okay, so what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness means to me is spending a lot more time with the family and to be healthy. All the family, yeah. All of them. Even not single one, if they suffer, the family is not going to be happy at all. So the health is the primary one. And the second one is be with the family all the time. Yeah.
So when you're not with your family and you're traveling or something and you're not with your family, are you not happy?
No, I'm not happy.
How old are you guys, by the way?
I'm 20.
20?
18.
19.
And 19. Okay, cool. What does happiness mean to you? We'll start on this side.
Hey, what does happiness mean to me? Jeez. I don't know. Like, the feeling of joy. Basically, if something like when I'm happy is like something I enjoy doing.
Okay.
That's what it means to me, yeah.
Cool. What about you?
Just a good feeling in general, I think. Like, if I'm happy, I'm having a good day. Joy, good, happy feeling. Yeah.
Cool. And what does happiness mean to me?
Yeah.
I guess it's just finding the passion that you really enjoy. So anything sort of you're passionate about makes you happy. So cool. For me, it's just passion.
Happiness is a subject that I think is misconstrued a lot by mankind. Because a lot of times I think that people think that happiness is dependent upon what's happening in one's life. Well, Werner Urquhart once said that happiness is a function of accepting what is. Now, notice he did not say happiness is accepting what is not or what isn't. We have to learn how to be happy in all situations, in every circumstance. Things may not be happening in my life as I see them or as I want them to be, but that has nothing to do with my happiness. Because happiness, you have to work for happiness. And I'm happy just to be on this podcast.
Okay, great. So I caught up with these ladies who are rushing to work, so they're going to give me like 30 seconds. What does happiness mean to you?
I think happiness is a choice. It's contentment with where you are and who you are. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
And you?
For me, he's having a happy soul, you know, having a balance, but also realizing that at the end of the day, there's a family and there's, you know, people out there that care for you.
Are you happy?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, without a doubt.
And then finally, and I'll let you go. When, how long have you been happy?
Wow.
Now, I've been married quite recently, so yeah, for a while.
So your husband, he helped with you this journey.
I just think you find a balance. I think, you know, it's just easier. I think life is easier when you have someone with you.
Happiness to me means peace of mind and a confidence in the future and a belief that I've done my best and try hard to keep things going in a straight line.
Thank you so much. And what about you?
Happiness, exactly what my husband's just said, I agree with. And just to be happy in yourself. Look forward to every day and take it as it comes, doing the right things.
And how long have you guys been married?
32 years this year.
Okay, so what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness is my grandchildren. That's what it means to me.
And when your grandchildren are not around, do you struggle with happiness?
No, because we're always in touch via internet.
Sharon, what does happiness mean to you?
I guess it's love.
Love? And are you happy?
Right now, yeah.
And how long have you been happy?
Since yesterday. Don't even ask.
You don't want me to ask? But did it involve another person?
It does.
It did.
Well, I'm glad you're happy, Sharon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I'm here with LaToya. LaToya, what does happiness mean to you?
I don't know.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
So I'm doing a podcast on happiness. And I can see you are a security guard. Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy, but I just wanted to confirm to you that did you sign by the office there?
So I need to go to the office?
Yes. Do anything around the mall, you have to sign by the management.
Do you think the manager is happy?
Except about what?
About me doing this.
No, it's just a procedure.
Okay.
Yeah, just a procedure for the
Maybe
mall.
You can call him on this thing and then we can talk. On the walkie-talkie.
No, you can't talk with the man. I can take you there, then okay. Speak to you there.
So if we can go there, then we can both be happy.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your name?
Katleho Kukunyane.
Katleho, what is happiness to you?
Happiness to me is self-growth, personal health, stability. Happiness is being able to recognize the positive in a midst of a lot of negatives, I think, you know.
Are you happy right now?
Generally, yes, I'm happy, but at this moment right now, I would say I'm still there to be happy because I'm still running around doing a report, so I wouldn't say I'm happy yet, but generally I am happy.
If these things could happen tomorrow, what would make you happy?
Receiving more stock in my stores, an increase in the salary, less hours of work.
So you work in retail and you need more stock in your store?
I need more stock in my stores and I work a lot of hours, so less hours would be nice.
What makes me happy is if I have a peace of mind and don't let nobody destroy my peace. And also if I'm getting enough exercise, that gives me... That just makes me feel free.
Okay, cool. What's your name?
My name is Chesler.
Chesler, what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness to me in simple terms is love, family. Well, in order is God, love, and family.
When you look around your life right now, would you say you're happy?
I guess I am.
Hey, bro. So happiness to me is a mindset. It's being grateful for everything you have, for your relationships, your things you have currently, not chasing the next thing. The next possession will make you happy, or the next girl will make you happy, or whatever. Just being present in the moment, feeling abundant, thankful for everything you have. I do feel like I'm happy now. I can say maybe 6 months to a year ago, I wasn't. Went through a breakup and got to a really low place. But did some rediscovery, some soul searching, and in a much better place now.
So I bumped into a lovely lady named Jackie. Jackie, what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness is the motivation to get up in the morning and know that you've got a challenge to face, love, you've got people that care for you, and you're actually inspired to carry on through the day.
And are you happy?
Yes, very happy.
And how long have you been happy?
Well, I try and be happy as much as I can be. I do have my down days, everyone does. But as soon as I get down, I just think of something good that makes me happy, like family, love, roof over my head. You know, just that I'm still alive every day that I wake up.
Okay, so I want to do a lovely couple. What are your names?
Peter.
Karin.
Karin. Let's start with you, Peter. What does happiness mean to you?
To me, I think it's just being content with what you've got in life. It's she makes me happy.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree. Contentment, happiness.
Okay. Mm. And are you happy right now?
Yes. Happy.
We are.
You're happy.
We are.
Yes.
And how long have you guys been happy?
20 years. I think.
So his happiness started with me.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening, and do share this episode with someone you care about. And if you care about me, leave a comment and rate the show. It goes a long ways. Until next time.